the prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of Mustafa صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم In this program, we talk about the excellence, fadail, as well as life and legacy of the blessed children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, previously we were discussing from the Holy Quran regarding the status and mention of the beloved children of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, inshallah, we'll learn further. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Rahmat Barakatuhumul Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention. I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should make this intention. You will watch this program from start till end. You will remember what you learn and you will pass this knowledge on to others also. It's always a good idea to ask others, invite towards righteousness. Invite your family members to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. There is so much to learn, respect viewers, from this program, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, if we look at the scholars' opinion, they have this consensus that the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam had four daughters. However, there is a difference of opinion on the number of sons. On page 687 of Sirat-i-Mustafa by Allama Abdul Mustafa Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, it has been mentioned, all the historians have arrived at a consensus that the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam had six children. Two sons, Sayyiduna Qasim and Sayyiduna Ibrahim, and four daughters, Sayyidatuna Zainab, Sayyidatuna Ruqayya, Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum and Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. But some historians have said that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had another son called Abdullah, whose title was Tayyib and Tahir. According to this saying, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven children, i.e. three sons and four daughters. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dahilwi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has said that this is the most authentic opinion. Among all these seven blessed children of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Radiyallahu Anhu was born to Sayyidatuna Maryam Radiyallahu Anha, and the rest of the blessed children were born to Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anha. اور جتنے ہیں شہزاد اس شاہ کے اور جتنے ہیں شہزاد اس شاہ کے ان سب اہل مکانت پہ لاکھوں سلام Respective viewers, it is stated in طبقات الكبرى that ام المؤمنین سیدتنا خدیجة الكبرى رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ would perform عقیقہ by slaughtering two nanny goats for a son and one nanny goat for a daughter. Remember, all the sons of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away at very young age, but the daughters remained alive for a very long time. All of them saw the time when Islam was introduced and they migrated to Madina Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, all the daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam were naturally righteous, truthful, and were sick of polytheism, idolatry, and wrong customs of the time of ignorance. Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, undoubtedly the daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would follow the right path and be the embodiment of his blessed seerah even before the declaration of his prophethood. Therefore, it is not mentioned how they embraced Islam. There is no harm in it because it is understood. Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyara, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that when beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and her daughters embraced Islam straight after it and became Muslims. Subhanallah. It is stated in Mirqat Shara Mishkat, the daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never committed disbelief, even before the declaration of the Prophet. Therefore, their embracing Islam does not mean that they had not been following Islam before. However, before the prophethood, following the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam was Islam. خون خیر الرسول سے ہے جن کا خمیر ان کی بے لوس طینت پہ لاکھوں سلام. What does it mean? Hundreds of thousands of salam be upon the faultless disposition of the one who was created by the blessed blood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The blessed and the beloved children of Mustafa. This is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is saying. Khune khairul rusul se hai jin ka khameer unki bay loss teenat pe lakhon salam. Respectfulness, Mufti Amjad Ali Azumi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi said, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, and Sayyidatuna Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anhun are certainly destined for paradise. They and the remaining daughters and wives are superior to all Sahabiyat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman has said, do not feel unhappy at the birth of your daughter. Rather, it should be considered the Lord's blessing. Please your daughter's heart more as their hearts are delicate. He further says, when you give them and sons something, give both of them equally. Whatever you give, first give it to them, meaning your daughters, and then give it to your sons. And when she reaches the age of 9, neither let her sleep near you nor near her brother. Do not marry her off to any sinful and impious person, especially to a religious heretic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respecting views of Madani Shah, we learned regarding the blessed, beloved children of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and we also learned a few Madani pearls regarding daughters and how should we treat them and how should we do their tarbiyah. Now let's talk about the life and legacy of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is the eldest daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. She was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah 10 years before the declaration of prophethood. At that time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was 30 years old. She was a very respectful, pure-natured, and patient daughter of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. On the occasion of the migration to Medina, she had to face serious troubles, but she showed patience there. I believe many of our sisters would have this name. Let's find out what is the meaning of Zainab. It is stated in Lisanul Arab, a beautiful and fragrant plant is called Zainab. In relation to this, women are also called Zainab. MashaAllah. The blessed name of the daughter of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is very beautiful. Respectfully, there are people who give names to their daughters for which they are praised in the community, and sometimes they give daughters very different or kind of unique name from their own end, which are meaningless or have bad meanings sometimes. Especially because I would like to pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this mindset that we should give names to our children after the names of Anbiya Ikram, Sahaba Ikram, right? The Sahabiyat, the blessed companions of the Prophet, the blessed wives of the Prophet, right? Blessed daughters of the Prophet. These are the beautiful names. We should name our daughters after these blessed names. Why? Because name has an effect on one who has been given that name. People do not let the one having a bad name sit with them. The one have a good name will inshallah have a good character too. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we are talking about naming children, let's find out a little bit more about it. It is better to name your child after the blessed prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, blessed companions, as I said, tabi'een, and pious people. It is hoped that their blessings will remain with these children, inshaAllah azza wa jalla. There are names which have neither been mentioned in the Holy Quran, nor in the blessed hadith, and nor are they common among Muslims. It is better not to give your child such a name because Islamic scholars have different opinions on such names. It is advisable to replace bad names with good names. Also, it is stated in a blessed hadith of Rasulullah on Judgment Day, you will be called by your names and your father's names. Therefore, give good names. Coming back to our topic regarding the life and legacy of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, a blessed companion, Sayyidatuna Munib Azdi, has said, before embracing Islam, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, O people, say La ilaha illallah and succeed. Instead of pondering over the clear and truthful message and achieving salvation from hell, after embracing Islam, people were treating him cruelly. Some people were throwing dust at him and some were calling him names. These things continued until the afternoon. Then a woman carrying a big bowl of water came to him and helped him wash his blessed face. When I asked the people present there about the woman, they said she is his beloved Prophet's daughter Zainab. The same kind of account has been narrated by Sayyidina Haris bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala. It also includes that when people dispersed, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha came crying with a big bowl of water and a handkerchief. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took the bowl, drank water and made wudu. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then raised his blessed head and saw her and said, O daughter, do not fear that your father will be overpowered and disgraced. So whenever you face any difficulty, any hardship, when you present invitation towards righteousness, then you should remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sunnatain aam karein, deen ka ham kaam karein, nek ho jaye musalman, madine wale. Respected viewers, we learned how Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha looked after her father. Let me mention a few sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding looking after parents. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, mother and father are your paradise in hell. If you keep them pleased, you will get paradise. If you keep them displeased, you will deserve hell. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to a person who asked for advice about going for fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consider it mandatory for yourself to look after them, meaning parents, as paradise lies under their feet. So this was the answer of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. Another saying, may that person be disgraced with whom his parents grew old and his parents did not make them enter paradise. i.e., he could not get paradise by looking after his old parents. Now, when you look after your parents, when you respect them, when you love them, when you help them, when they are in need, especially when they're at old age, you talk to them nicely, gently, softly, right? You treat them kindly. You look after them. Allahu Akbar. What will you get? Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, one night when I slept, I found myself in paradise. Over there, I heard the voice of a qari, i.e. the one who recites the Holy Quran. I asked, who is he? The angel said, Haritha bin Nu'man. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reward for doing good to parents. This is the reward for doing good to parents. The narrator has said, Sayyidina Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an used to treat his mother with immense goodness. Allahu Akbar. Respectfully, from the account what we learned, we also can establish the fact the love Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha possessed in her heart for her father. Because we learned that she came crying when she saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam facing hardships in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though this is the act of crying occurred due to a daughter's great love for her father, the same is requirement for every ummati who claims to have perfect love for Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should be happy at the thing which made our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam happy. And we should be sad at the things that make our beloved Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam sad. When our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, read about the hardships of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even in books, they would sob so uncontrollably that they would get short of breath. Allahu Akbar. This was the true love they possessed in their hearts. Especially because today we learned the meaning of the blessed name of Sayyidatuna Zainab, subhanAllah. And we learned few pearls of naming a child. And further, we learned that how much love Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala and how possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and few rights of the parents too. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we look after our parents. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly and the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim too. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful and interesting episode of the beloved children of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind, honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.